Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. You know what? First, I have to say I'm sorry that I haven't been on for a while. I got to be honest with you. I was going through some things, and wow. Let's just say I thank God. I thank God that He is who He is. I thank God that He used Jesus so that we can understand the reality of His power by that of the resurrection. I thank God that when we fail, as opposed to looking at each other who fail, we can look at God so we can see what victory looks like through the resurrection. I thank God. How y'all doing? I went to a beautiful church. I'm not going to get into all what I did because that doesn't matter. I don't want nobody thinking I'm trying to get any glory. But in the church, I found out something. I found out that as long as you allow God to take control of you, meaning by that of the Holy Spirit, you can do amazing things. Truly, you can do amazing. You will see people do amazing things because God, through you, will lead people to do amazing things. I've seen some an amazing thing today. Literally, I just... It blew me away. And He used me to do it. Even though it wasn't my church, meaning my flock, but that which He did said to me what He can do through me. And I'm just overjoyed because the reality of the things that He can do touches me wholeheartedly. I just don't know. Anyway, I want to talk to you today about the resurrection, because today is Resurrection Sunday. And I taught it today, and God had His way. I cried to Him, have His way. And I was teaching it. He was using me to teach it. And the thing that was so remarkable is this here. When He have His way, you will find that you literally die unto self, rise in Christ Jesus. And the resurrection will literally take you to places that is beyond, Lord have mercy, it's just beyond any of us, truly beyond any of us. And I just love it. I just love it. Allow me to pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Just thank you. I pray, Heavenly Father, that we come to understand that the more we be us, the more we're allowing us to be like Satan, who can use and abuse, who will rape us, take us, and bury us. And there'll be no return. Yet the more we be like you, the more we be free. Yet to be a slave in you is to have true liberty in Jesus. And if we allow ourselves to literally decrease so that you can increase, then we'll find that we're not just that which came from clay, the dust of the field. No, Father God, that we are more than victorious, more than conquerors, that you made us to be that which will be what Satan can't stand to see, and that is the image of you. I pray, Father God, that you use me for your glory and that everything that has to do with Satan causes him to get on his knees and scream, asking him, not asking you, but asking himself for mercy. Because he cannot figure out what to do. The saints who you brought through to be like you. I thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, I say, amen. My beloved brothers and sisters, you know, Father God, thank you. I want you to do me a favor. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to go, take your Bibles and go with me to John 5:22. We're going to start there. And we're going to start there because, well, you're going to see when we get there. John 5:22. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Today, I'm gonna start it up with this. I'm praying as I'm talking to you, and I'm asking Father to give me the words so I can talk to you, so that you can get the full message in which He wants me to talk to you about. And it's so beautiful until I literally want to cry, but I can't cry because then I won't be able to talk to you. So I'm asking him to please talk to me so that I can talk to you because he's so beautiful. Okay, 5:22. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Okay. Father God. Okay. While I was in a church, I was looking over the pews, and Father was going throughout the church by that of the Holy Spirit, and he had me tell the church, if you truly honored the Son, if you truly cared about the Son, then what you would do is do what the Son does. That you would allow yourself to respect the fact that there was a resurrection. Raised him from the dead specifically so that he can have you see what he can do with you. He did not do anything with Jesus that he cannot do with you. And if you allow yourself the reality of loving the Son, honoring the Son, then by that you would truly be honoring God. If you allowed yourself to see that everything he did with the Son that he can do with you, and everything he wants to do with you is everything to cause Satan to see how much he can do with your mortal body, with you, who you are, what he can do with you, so that Satan can come to the understanding that you know, you acknowledge, you realize that you belong to God. And the only way that you actually allow Satan to believe otherwise is that you do not honor the Son. And if you honored the Son, you would die unto self so that he can rise in your mortal body. And if you allow that to happen, you'll find that you will win in every situation of life. As a matter of fact, you will receive the crown of life. Meaning, everybody knows this saying, King of Kings. Small K to the big K. King of Kings. Or you want to reverse it, big king to the small king, king of kings. In order for us to have the ability to take on the reality of being a king, a queen, you have to not think like your peasant. One of the most favorite verses that most people know in Proverbs 3:5, in the Lord, and he will direct your steps. We, in compared to his thinking, are truly peasants. Our intellectual being cannot touch him in any shape, fashion, or form. But if you allow yourself to be a part of the resurrection, what would happen is you will be so fantastic with everything that you do until people will see Jesus in everything that you do. I want you to go with me. We're going back to 5:29 this time. 5:29. Here we go. Come forth, those who have done good, to the resurrection of life. Thank you, Jesus. And those who have done evil, to the resurrection of condemnation. Which one are you? We're going to stay in John, okay? Let's go here. John, let's go to 12. I mean, not 12, let's go to 15. My apology. Thank you, Jesus. 15, we're going to start at 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved. 13. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one life for his friends. 14, which is the one I really want you to get. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Let's take it to 16. 15. No longer do I call you servant, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for, thank you, Jesus, for this, thank you, for all things that I have heard, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. I didn't treat you as a servant. I treated you as a friend, as if we're two people loving one another, as if we are so important to each other that we held no bars, that everything that had to do with what I heard, I brought it to you so that you have the ability to be a conqueror as my Father is creating me to be right before your eyes. I've made it known to you that you can raise people from the dead, just as my Father raised me from the dead, just as I raised a man and a child from the dead, Lazarus and a child from the dead. I did not do to you what my Father can't do through you. You have the same power that my Father demonstrated through me. Let's go to Ezekiel 37. There's more than one way for people to be dead. You know that the Father told Adam and Eve, Adam primarily, or you will surely die. Now, we know that he didn't die physically. And obviously, we come to the understanding, the conclusion, that he died spiritually by being disconnected from God. You have the power to help somebody be reunited so they can actually live. Yet the only way that you actually is going to have the ability is literally you die unto yourself first. Allow God to raise your mortal body in Christ Jesus. So God talking to Ezekiel, right? Check this out. This is Ezekiel talking. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Obviously, the people is already dead. There's nothing. It's done. It's dust. Primarily, about ready to become. Okay. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry, just about ready to just become dust. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. These are bones. Very dry bones. Okay, let's listen. I will put sinew on you and bring flesh upon you. cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So prophesy as I, oh, Father God. So I prophesied as I was commanded. We're commanded again. You are my friend if you do what I command you. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinew and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy. Son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breathe and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. God didn't just want us to know that we can do these things, that he can do these things through us. He wants us to also know that you can build an army from dry bones, that you have the ability, dying unto self, living in Christ, can cause a dry person, disconnected from God, have no relationship in any shape, fashion, or form, to become alive. But you have to die. Okay. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones of the whole house of the Israel, they indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. See that? Many people out there in the world, that's what they're going through. Their lives is dry. But now, what can we do about it? What can we do about it? Let's go to Matthew 5:44. See, because you have to understand this now. If you're not with Christ, you are an enemy of God. That means they are an enemy of us. Okay? Matthew 5:44. And considering they are an enemy of us, this is when you find out what real love is. Thank you, Father God. Matthew 5:44. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Do that sound like Jesus to you? It sounds like Jesus to me. Because we did persecute him. We did misuse him. We did nothing to cause God to say that they are a sin of mine. You know what he did? Now let's go to John 5:8. John 5:8. Thank you, Jesus. John 5 and 8. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. No. I'm wrong. My apology. Romans 5 and 8. Please excuse me. Romans 5 and 8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You want to be resurrected? Die unto self. God bless you. I love you. Take care.